Welcome to SDC Sheffield's Summer Podcast Reboot. This week's podcasts were originally published during Holy Week in 2019. Welcome to the SDC Sheffield Foundation's Daily Podcast. Our theme this Holy Week is The Power of Love, looking at Ephesians 3:14-21.
Monday the 15th of April. Hi everyone, it's Mick here. You may well know that with my wife Tricia, we lead SDC Sheffield. It's Holy Week. This is a special week in the life of every follower of Jesus worldwide. And it's a very significant week in our church family here at SDC. Because we love Holy Week. It's full of godly invitation and challenge. An opportunity for space in our busy lives to check out my daily walk with Jesus. So do look at our website for details. There's something this week for you, your family and your friends. A special part of our week are our evening meditations. Each evening, Monday to Thursday, our church family and others gather for 45 minutes of worship, prayer, silence and fantastic visual presentations. During these meditations, there'll be a short talk each evening given by a different speaker on the theme this year of the power of love. Reflections on 8 amazing verses from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. This is Paul's great prayer for the church. 4 opportunities for Jesus to speak to us about his power at work in our lives as we follow him every day. You can then hear each talk on this podcast the following day. I do so hope you can find a little space this week to join us as we reflect on these great truths. I'm very aware that finding space is not easy in our often busy and hectic lives, and especially if you've got children around. It's not easy. However, it's not impossible. Here's a reflection. The scene is set today by considering Paul's great prayer for the church in Ephesus. These words are so relevant for us today. As SDC church family, they were written to followers of Jesus 2,000 years ago, encouraging them to re-examine their lives and to re-examine their lives not just individually but also as a church community, and to see if love is at the center of who they are and this love is the power behind all they do. This prayer is so beautiful. In fact, after reading it and studying it so many times over the years, I still find these words breathtaking. A little context here for this week. Ephesians was written about 30 years after the resurrection of Jesus. It was written by St. Paul, probably while he was a prisoner in Rome. And again, probably a circular letter, not just for the disciples of Jesus in Ephesus, which was the mega city of its day, but also for smaller churches in the area of Asia Minor, which is now modern-day Turkey. This letter is often referred to as the best book about church, and I agree with that. It's a kind of constitutional document which shapes and guides our thinking and our actions. There's so much theological and practical stuff in this book, and right at its heart is this amazing prayer in chapter 3. And right at the heart of this prayer is the power of God's love. These verses will be read each evening at our meditations, but I'm going to read them to you now. Ephesians 3:14-21 from the NIV Bible. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with a power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, for ever and ever. Amen. Wow, every time I read these verses, I am so challenged still. Because this love is shown in the life of Jesus. It's what drew me to be a Christian as I read about Jesus in the Gospels. I could see this love in his life. And this power is made available to us every day by the Holy Spirit. And this is the God life I'm called to live. Every day I fall short, I certainly do, as I face life's battles. But every day Jesus sees me through, as he pours upon me and those I love and serve his amazing blessings. I've said this before, but it's worth saying again. The older I get and the longer I've been following Jesus, the more I understand that the greatest thing in the world is the power of God's love. And as you listen to this week's podcast or hear the speakers live at the meditations, do be expectant. Let these words touch your life afresh. Paul ends this great prayer with the words in verses 20 and 21, and I'm going to end this Monday podcast with these words. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Here's a prayer for today and this holy week. Lord, we so need the power of your love in our world today. Help me to draw close to you this holy week through the meditations, a church gathering, or perhaps these Holy Week podcasts, or simply finding time to be still and pray for a few minutes. Lord Jesus, may I grow in my love for you, for my family, and for those around me. And let the power of your love become the center of my life. Amen.
It is well with me. It is well. through it all, it is well. Through it all, through it all, my eyes are on you, for it is well.